And that influences very heavily how you're going to sample. Because if you've got to deal with a diffuse source, then you're having to sample over a wide area. Whereas if it's a point source, you're able to burrow in immediately and find your highest concentration and then look at its dispersal. Now, the ways the chemical will typically be dispersed will be via a fluid dispersion medium, which means air or water. It's a typical way of moving a chemical around. The characteristic reactivity of the chemical are important. So I said in the sulfur cycle, it's sulfur dioxide forms sulfur trioxide and then sulfuric acid, but that process takes a while. So in that time, we can travel up to 4,000 kilometres. In the case of CFC, there was no reactivity at all in the troposphere, so that's why we get global movement of the chemical. The dilution of a chemical in the environment is important because if we have a point source, then at the point source we'll have a very high concentration, but then downstream of it, that concentration will be diluted. So it's quite important to calculate flow rate so we can understand dilution and understand then how toxic a particular chemical might be as it moves away from its point source. Dealing with air chemistry, then the concentrations of our NOx, our volatile organic compounds then, are influenced by topography because it can hold these chemicals in a pocket and they can then increase in concentration with time. We need to know about the climate because in the case of smog chemistry, temperature is vitally important. The reactions don't proceed unless the temperature is high enough. And in the case of a classic photochemical smog, which is what you get in Los Angeles, you also need plenty of sunlight. And so measurements of the incoming solar radiation are also important. So when you're designing sampling program, you've got to remember it's not just about sampling for the chemical. You must make a good plan at the outset to sample enough parameters in the environment so that you understand